Thanks for being a part of the K-Sky Morning Show today, and we're always pleased when this gentleman joins us. We got Senator Steve Daines back in Washington right now. And Senator, I bet you were up late last night watching all those election results, weren't you?
I was. I was keeping a close eye on that Virginia race, and what do you know? Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, won the governor's race last night in Virginia. That's a state, Dave, that went for Biden by 10 points last year. They've got a new Republican governor. They also swept so many of their legislative races. They flipped the Virginia legislature. They're going to be controlled by the Republicans now. And I'll tell you, I think the folks of Virginia sent a very clear message. America wants leaders that are going to stand up for our country, our freedom, and parents. The parents won last night. They were challenging the schools. They were challenging this indoctrination that's being taught in the schools, things like the critical race theory. And I tell you what, the folks spoke loudly last night in Virginia. They rejected that far-left agenda, and I'm really pleased to see Glenn Youngkin now as the new governor. He's also a business guy. He'll be a great governor.
It's going to be interesting to see if parents in other states now take up the mantle of what they started there in Virginia, and this starts happening across the country.
Well, I think it is happening. It just will. You're going to start seeing it translate into election results. And I know so many Americans, so many Montanans, are just frustrated and angry. What's going on in this country with Biden and the far left? They're just upset what's happening in our schools, and they want to have input. I mean, it's as simple as that, Dave. We're parents of four children. As you know, I'm a graduate of Bozeman High School. Three of our kids graduated from Montana State. They went through the public schools there in Bozeman. But I tell you what, the parents want to be listened to. They want to have a voice in their children's education around what's being taught in the classroom. And they spoke loudly last night, and I hope our elected officials who serve on school boards and others are listening to what happened last night in Virginia, because that red wave is coming in 2022.
Talking with Montana Senator Steve Daines this morning on the K-Sky Morning Show. And with the election last night, what do you think this is going to do now to all this infrastructure fighting that we've been seeing between Republicans and Democrats over the last few months?
Well, you think it'd be a wake-up call, Dave, to the lefties back here in Washington. I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you, the other race that's not getting talked about a lot is in New Jersey last night. There was also a governor race. As we woke up this morning, the New Jersey governor's race is too close to call. In fact, I just looked at the updated numbers here this morning. The Republicans slightly ahead in a state that went for 16 points for Biden last year, New Jersey. So I don't know if it's going to be a wake-up call or not for these Democrats back here. They'll just try to bring some moderation, some balance. This is a fundamental battle of freedom versus socialism, and we'll see. If they pass this bill, and by the way, every single Republican U.S. senator is opposed to it, of course, including myself. That's 50 of us. It's a hyperinflation bomb they're going to drop on this economy. We're already seeing the increases in prices on about everything from gasoline to groceries. And this is a reckless tax and spending bill that will massively expand the federal government. It's going to hurt our jobs. It's going to hurt our farmers and ranchers, families, small businesses. And as I said, Dave, you know where I stand on this. I am clearly opposed to it. It would be real nice if the other senator from Montana would also stand with me to oppose it, because if he did, the bill is dead. We don't have to worry about Joe Manchin or Kirsten Sinema. If John Tester would just make it clear he's opposed to it, with like I'm opposed to it, like the North Dakota senators are opposed to it, like the Wyoming senators are opposed to it, like the Idaho senators are opposed to it, let's join arms and stand opposed to it together. We'll stop this monstrosity.
Well, it seems like most Montanans are opposed to it as well.
Well, last time I checked, I served the people of Montana, Dave, and they're pretty clear on this. They don't want to see bigger government. They don't want to see their taxes increase. They don't want to see their energy bills goes up. It's not that complicated, and we just have to stand up against this, and I'm making it very clear where I'm at, because that's where Montana's at.
Well, it seems like with the election results last night, it's not going to make it easier for them to pass it.
Well, I think it definitely, anybody who's got an ear to the ground and listening, what in the world's going on, it would be some more headwind. And I sure hope so. That would be the conventional wisdom. But I tell you what, sometimes these progressive, these far lefties, they just put their heads down and they're caught up in their own little ideological bubbles, and they'll keep moving forward. But I hope there's a few moderates left in the Democrats that would say, wait a minute, look what happened last night. And I tell you, look at the polling data that we're watching this across the country. There is a red wave that's just, the biggest they've seen in 35 years. If the elections were held nationally last night, this would have swept a lot of these lefties out of power. And that's what's coming in November of 22.
We're talking with Senator Steve Daines here on the KSKY Morning Show. You've called a press conference, I believe, for tomorrow. What's that all about?
Well, we're talking about what's happening here with these illegal immigrants, that $450,000 payment that's going to illegals who have crossed the border. And what's happening is the Biden administration is being sued by the ACLU. And the Biden administration wants to settle for these illegals who are claiming psychological trauma when they cross the border. Dave, I'll tell you what, the reality is if a service member loses their life in battle, like a Gold Star family receives a check for $100,000, that's the benefit that's paid when a service member loses their life. To think the Biden administration is negotiating a $450,000 per person payout because of, quote, psychological trauma because they crossed into our country illegally, if that doesn't outrage every Montanan, I don't know what else does. So I'm fighting against it. I've introduced a bill. I'm leading the charge back here to Washington, standing up against that nonsense.
Well, when I saw that floated out there, I thought it was a joke at first, and then turns out it wasn't a joke. They were serious about it. But is there really a chance that could pass?
Well, this would be a negotiation that the Biden administration would work directly with the these trial lawyers who are representing these illegal immigrants. And frankly, I don't have a lot of time for trial lawyers because they are they're the ones who'll make a lot of the money, no doubt. But it's a sad day, Dave, when it's going to take an act of Congress to stop the Biden administration from massive payout to illegal immigrants, literally over $1 million in some cases per family, depending on the claim. It's outrageous.
Well, a lot of free money they want to hand out right now, isn't there?
Well, last time I checked, nothing's free, and it's all borrowed money too, Dave. And that's where they got the fight. And that's what's causing all this inflation, I call them these cash cannons in Washington, D.C., launching borrowed cash out of these cannons here. And that is what is part of this hyperinflation bomb. We've got to stop it. And you see what's going on with the Green New Deal. You know, I can't believe you've got President Biden who jumps on a plane and goes to Glasgow. And as you noted, when I had that rally in Bozeman on Friday, when I first heard he was coming to Glasgow, I thought, hey, thank God the president's coming to Montana. We'd love to have him out in Glasgow to talk about the Keystone XL pipeline and rising energy prices and grocery prices. But I found out it's actually Glasgow, Scotland, and they're all huddled there finding ways here to raise our energy costs.
Maybe next time we'll get him to Glasgow or right here to Bozeman, maybe.
I got to believe if he went to Glasgow, Montana, he might get an earful, Dave. Yeah. That's just my guess.
All right, Senator Steve Daines, thanks for your time this morning, Senator. We always appreciate you being here on our show, and hopefully we can catch up with you again soon.
Thanks much, Dave.